Hello, this is Choices with your host, Judy Mario, and that's me. And I'm so glad that you've joined us today. Today is going to be talking about ways that we can reduce stress in our life and make our lives happier. And so it's important for you to listen to this particular session because we all need to reduce the stress that's going on in our lives right now. And, you know, we know that everything in our lives exists because we made a choice about something. So we want to be sure that we make the right choices when it comes to the ways to reduce stress in our lives. And this particular program may seem so simple to you, and you'll think, well, I should have thought of that. I should have already thought of that, or I should have been doing that. Or, oh, it's just too simplistic. I can't believe that she expects me just to think about doing those simple things. I was looking for some secret. But the truth is, there is really no secret when it comes to reducing stress. And so many people today feel that life is such a struggle and that they're on the losing side. They often feel that everything and everybody is against them, and the stress of just being alive is almost more than they can endure. I've been there. I was there in my life. What about you? Have you been there? Do you have stress that is preventing you from being happy, that's making you feel like everybody else is against you and that everybody else's life is easier than yours and that things just aren't going your way? Well, these feelings often come from any efforts that we have to control our environments. You know, we really can't control what goes on around us. We can only control how we respond or react to the things in our environment. So when we try so hard to control our environment, sometimes it gets extremely stressful. Conflicts with other people cause us to have stress. And getting through conflict is not easy, and especially if it's a day-to-day conflict over and over with the same person. And conflicts with life cause us to be stressful. And what I mean by that is, you know, sometimes we just feel the inability to handle what's going on in our lives. Lawsuits cause me to feel like I don't have an ability to handle everything. Other people who make life difficult, who take advantage of perhaps family members, that makes life difficult. Tensions take many, many forms, and they involve our emotions such as anger and hate and anxiety, guilt, and even fear. And we all feel stress when these things come about. They cause us physical stress, they cause us emotional stress, and you know, this stress, if it's the bad stress, if it's distress, it can actually result in illness. Now you have to remember there's two kinds of stress. There's distress, which is the bad stress, and there's eustress, which is the good stress, eustress. And of course, we all need some eustress to stay alive and awake and alert. And eustress is that stress that causes us to move forward. It causes us to be challenged. It causes us to do the things that we need to do. And we can put that stress on ourselves through exercise. We can put that stress on ourselves through achievement. So that's a good stress. So we don't want to get rid of all stress. We just want to get rid of the bad stress. And we need to learn what our level of stress is for good stress and for bad stress. And we need to learn how to use it to function effectively. Because we don't want to allow our reactions to envelop us in such a way that our day-to-day living actually gets the better of us, that it gets us down. We need to not let external stress control our lives, but instead control our internal responses so that we can use our own power, that power of the life within us, to create our best life possible. So what are some of the things that we can do to create a better life for ourselves? Well, you heard me say it a couple times, and you've heard me say it in other programs, but we need to learn to relax. Oh, but relaxing isn't always easy. I mean, if you're busy and you've got a lot of things going on and you're feeling all this stress, that can trigger high blood pressure. It can trigger our muscles to get tense, and it can trigger headaches. So we have to remember that stress suppresses our immune system. And our immune system, if we're not taking care of it, that's going to make us more likely to get sick. And I've been, ever since I had cancer a couple of years ago, 4 years ago in fact, I've been talking about how to boost your immune system. And this is so important because you want to stay away from getting sick. And so one of the most important things you can do to deal with stress is to exercise. And I don't mean that you have to go to the gym and put in 2 or 3 hours doing hard physical exercise. I mean that you just have to get regular exercise. Now, the research is telling us that for normal stress, for the normal stresses of life, we need 3 sessions of 20 minutes each of exercise. And that exercise can be as simple as going for a walk. So 3 times a week, go for a 20-minute walk. That isn't going to cost you anything. You can't say, well, I can't afford to go to the gym or I have to have special clothes. No. All you need is 20 minutes to go for a walk 3 times a week for normal stress. But I would venture to say that most of us do not have normal stress. Most of us have above normal stress. And when we have above normal stress, that means more exercise. So 20 minutes every day, that's not going to hurt you. Take 20 minutes. And you know what? You could get out of bed in the morning, jump out of your pajamas straight into some old tacky clothes and some comfortable shoes and go for a 20-minute walk. You say, well, you know, I have to hurry, get to work and so on. Get up 20 minutes earlier. This is important. This is your health. This is how you deal with your life. So get up and get out there because exercise clears your mind. It's going to return your body to a more healthful state. If you're overweight, you're going to see that just that 20-minute walk every day, in about a month, you're going to say, wow, I'm losing weight, and I'm feeling better, and I'm feeling stronger. You don't need to spend hours at the gym to gain the benefits of exercise. You just need a 10-minute walk, even, to decrease your anxiety. So if you can't start with 20 minutes, start with 5. And then work up to 10, and then 15, and then 20. But try to get that 20-minute walk in every day, at least 5 days a week. That'll make a big difference in the how you handle stress and how you feel about life. You see, when you exercise, beta endorphins are released, and beta endorphins are the body's natural relaxants. So if you're having trouble relaxing, that exercise is going to help you relax because the body is going to release these endorphins. And the endorphins counteract the stress hormones that are raging through your body. And so when they do that, you will feel better. In fact, if you exercise, have you gone exercising, you feel kind of like mellow or you feel kind of like you can cope with life? Well, it's because those endorphins have been released into your system. Because when stress overloads your body, the body converts to that old fight or flight response. And we've all heard about that fight or flight response a million times, that your body gets these surges of adrenaline that says you're not in a safe place, you need to run, or you're not in a safe place, you need to get out of here, you need to take care of yourself, you need to be prepared to fight. And so you get that adrenaline, and when that happens, your heart starts to beat faster, your pupils dilate, your blood vessels constrict, your muscles contract. In other words, all the physiological responses are preparing you to actually defend yourself, to actually fight, or to run away. Now, when that adrenaline is released into your body, it's there. And if you don't do something with it, it's going to cause you to have stress. And so you need to do something. You need to walk. You need to exercise in some way and get your blood circulating because that will ease that tension. And studies show that active people have a decreased risk of coronary heart disease. And coronary heart disease is the number one cause of death in the United States. Did you know that? Coronary heart disease. And it's because we're not eating the right foods and we're not getting enough exercises, and that causes stress. And when we have stress on the body, we're more likely to have a heart attack. So get out there and exercise. Very, very important for you to do that if you're going to reduce your stress and be a happier person. Another thing you can do is call a friend. Now, I know that it seems silly to say, oh, let's just call a friend. But it turns out that friendship is as good for your health as it is for your spirit. Researchers have found that having good friends helps lower your blood pressure, helps you relieve anxiety, and may even help you live longer. If you're really stressed, sometimes just to talk to somebody about it, somebody who you know really cares about you as a person, it's going to help you lower that stress level. It's going to help you feel better. It's going to help you be happier. And you don't necessarily need their advice. They don't need to tell you how to handle things. It's nice if they are smart and they have experience of what you've been going through, and they can tell you something about how to handle something. But the important thing is that you talk about it, that you talk to your friend about it, and you get some reassurance from that friend. There are a lot of experts that list friendship as the key factor in getting through stressful times. If you learn to control the stress and you learn to speak to others about it, you'll become able to deal with it. And that's so, so important for you to be dealing with it. And when somebody is stressed out, when one of your friends is stressed out, it's going to help you if you just listen to them and you perhaps give them a hug or a smile or a little note expressing how much you care. You don't have to press them to talk and talk and talk about it. They just need somebody to be there and be near them. And that's what you need. When you're going through stress, you need somebody who will just hold your hand or give you a hug or tell you how much they care about you or even to say, I'm so sorry that you're going through that. I know that for me, it's been so wonderful to have the good friends that I've had. When I went through the cancer, I had two friends that just stood by my side through it all, and they were there when I felt angry. They were there when I felt sad. They just listened to me. Now, the one had had cancer, and she had been through it, and she had an idea of what I was experiencing. So it was, I think, a little easier for her to listen to me and give me a little bit of advice. The other one hadn't had cancer at all, and she told me later, a couple years later, she said to me, you know, I didn't have any idea what you were going through. I didn't experience it. It wasn't until her own brother went through it and she watched him and watched the pain that she said, oh my goodness, you know, I had no idea. I don't think I was as good a friend as I could have been. But she was, because she was there and she listened to me and she talked to me. And at least two or three times a month, she spent time with me and just talked about things and helped me laugh. You know, laughing is such a great way to reduce our stress. And we need to laugh every single day. And even when things like cancer or heart problems or any other diseases, or we lose a lot of money, or our children are doing something that we just don't really think they should be doing, it's still important during that time to find a little bit of time to laugh somehow. See, again, laughter initiates the release of those beta endorphins, those same natural relaxants that are released during exercise. And endorphins make you feel good, and they protect the immune system by decreasing cortisol. And cortisol is an immune system suppressor. So it's very, very important for us to laugh. And you can find things to laugh about. You can tell jokes. You can listen to old TV shows. Lucille Ball used to do some really ridiculously stupid things. Or the Three Stooges. You can get some old Three Stooges movies. And they're just so stupid that they're funny. They make you laugh. You can read a funny book. You can watch a funny show on TV. You can go to a comedy show. You can just be around a friend who acts sillier. Sometimes our children do really funny things. And so enjoy those things and laugh and make yourself laugh. You know, if you just sit down and start laughing, before long you'll laugh at yourself for laughing. And if you can get a friend to sit down and laugh with you, there's even something called laughing yoga. I interviewed a gentleman on my show about laughing yoga and how good it is for you to just get together with other people and laugh. Do a little bit of easy exercise at the same time and laugh. It's amazing how much that will give us freedom from stress. Reduce your caffeine intake. How many of us get up every morning and have a cup of coffee first thing every single day because that caffeine gets us going? And if we drink 4 or 5 cups of coffee, that really gets us going. But it really does do more than just open your eyes and get you moving. That caffeine raises your blood pressure, and it increases secretion of adrenaline, a stress hormone. So you want to be aware that caffeine in your coffee cup imitates and even exaggerates the body's response to stress. It can make you sick. So be careful how much caffeine you take. One of my girlfriends drinks so many caffeine drinks during the day. I mean, all kinds of soft drinks all during the day. And she doesn't understand why she's wired. And I've tried to talk to her about it, because you've got to taper off that caffeine. Yeah, and you can taper off caffeine by drinking a cup of decaf, or you can have herbal tea. And herbal tea's okay. It's good for you. It doesn't have caffeine in it. You can drink as much of that as you want. Make a herbal iced tea if you're a cold drinker, and so that you are getting rid of that caffeine and not putting that stress on your body, because you don't want high blood pressure. You don't want to have a heart attack. You don't want to have strokes. So you need to get busy and take care of yourself and reduce the caffeine in your body. See, caffeine seems to inhibit the natural function, leaving the body in an agitated state for longer than normal. And because the effects of caffeine last for hours, I mean, it'll take 4 or 5 hours to eliminate half the caffeine present. And the body never, ever really gets a chance to function without caffeine, because it takes that 4 or 5 hours to get rid of it. And then what's happening is we're having another cup of coffee, or we're having another caffeinated drink along the way, and it never really gets rid of it. So we're keeping our body agitated all of the time. So if you want to reduce your stress, reduce some of that caffeine in your life. Now, this is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. And today we're talking about simple ways to reduce stress and to make our lives easier and happier. And so you want to think about those things as we discuss them. And you know, readers, you're not my readers, you're my listeners. I do so much writing and articles, and I think everybody's a reader. I hope you are one of my readers. But for my listeners, please, please do this. Go over to judymario.com and sign up for my free newsletter that I send out every month. And get that newsletter. It's absolutely free, and it has all kinds of wonderful articles in it about how to keep yourself happier and healthier and live a better life, a more stress-free life. And while you're there, sign up for our Choices Online magazine, because the magazine has about 10 to 15 different writers every month, and we have fabulous articles in there in the magazine. So go to Choices Online magazine and get that. You can sign up for it right on my website, judymario.com. That's JUDIMORIO.com. And send me an email. Let me know what you want to talk about. I really appreciate that I'm getting so many emails from people that say, please will you talk about how to reduce stress, or please will you talk about how to make life easier, because that's what I want to do. I want to talk about the things that you want to know about. And even though some of these things we talk about seem so simple, it's hard to incorporate them into your life. It's hard to make that happen every day. Some people just feel like they don't have that extra 10 minutes or 20 minutes a day to go and walk and exercise. And in addition to that, I'm going to ask you one more thing. Give yourself another 10 minutes every day. Give yourself 10 minutes just to do what you want to do. Give you 10 minutes worth of me time. Because taking 10 minutes for yourself is going to help you feel more calm. It's going to help you find some clarity on things and what you want to do. And what I mean by 10 minutes for yourself, I mean take a nap if you want to. Or take a bath. Give yourself a bubble bath in the middle of the day. Or find a quiet place to read a book. Or make sure that you do something that you want to do that's just for you. When we were children, one of the things my mom used to do with us was she would put a quilt out on the grass in the yard, and she would have us come out and lay on the quilt and look up at the clouds. And she would lay there with us, and we'd look at the clouds, and we'd find the formations in the clouds. We'd see the pictures in the clouds. And she was actually taking a little break from her work and resting and spending quality time with us. And, you know, those times are some of the things that I remember most about my life and about my time with my mom, was that we would lay there on the quilt and we would look up at those clouds, and then we would find the pictures, and then we would talk about things. I would bring up things and that I was dealing with, and she would talk to me, and she taught me the importance of slowing down and enjoying my life. That was what she did by lying on that quilt on the grass and teaching me the importance of actually slowing down for just 10 minutes or a half an hour and really enjoying our time together. You know, we're so busy running around, and more so today than ever before, I think. We are busy, so busy, so busy running that our lives just feel like they've taken us over, that the activities of our lives feel like they've just taken over and that we can just hardly keep up. And so it's important for you to take this 10 minutes every day just for yourself to relax and to look at yourself and realize your strength and your joys and learn to appreciate yourself and learn to appreciate who you are, because so many of us beat ourselves up every single day. And there's so many things we can't control. There are so many things in life we can't control. We can't control whether or not the stoplights turn red or green or how fast the other cars are driving. We can't control the timing of other people's moods or their tantrums. We can't control our past, what's happened to us in the past. We can't control when we have a death or an illness or an accident in our family. We can't control what's happening in our lives as far as holidays are coming up, and now we've got to prepare for it because these things happen. This is just life. And sometimes it feels like it has just taken you over. And so you've got to take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. And at least once a month, go and get yourself a massage. I know that a lot of people think, well, I just can't afford massage, or they've never had massage, and so they're uncomfortable with the fact of going and letting someone else touch their body. But let me tell you something. Massage therapy is something that almost everyone needs, and it's something that you can get. It's a little bit of tender, loving care, because you are taking care of your body by having massage. Once again, I talk about the cancer and when I had it, but I was doing some work at one of the universities when I had the cancer, and a young man came up to me after one of my lectures, and he said, I run the massage school here, and I'd like very much to get you a complimentary massage. And I said, thank you, and he gave me a little card. And I was just too embarrassed to call him and get that complimentary massage. I didn't feel like I could just go over to the massage school after I'd lectured there and get this massage. And so I did call him, and I said, would it be possible that you could give me the massage somewhere else and I could come and pay for it? And he said, well, I do massage at this particular hotel, and you could come there if you like. And so I did. I went there, and I had a massage with him. And this man had studied for 6 years in Nepal, and he was so strong and so powerful, and he was so professional. He kept me so totally covered with his sheet the whole time. I never felt the least bit uncomfortable. And he massaged my neck and my shoulders. And he explained to me that your neck and your shoulders are the first thing that get tight when you're tense and when you're stressed out. and mine was so tight that it had actually pulled my neck out of place. I couldn't even turn my neck. It was just hurting so bad all the time. Because, see, when your muscles are tense for too long a period of time, the blood flow is reduced, and they can't even breathe, which makes them sore. And that's why your massage is so helpful. It works the tension out of the muscles. It increases the range of motion, and it allows for blood to circulate more easily. And most of all, massage releases those beta endorphins, those neurochemicals that make you feel relaxed. So get yourself a massage. I don't care if you have to save up for it. Put just a little bit of money away every week when you get your paycheck for that gift of massage and of tender loving care that you're going to give yourself, because it is so important to take care of your body. And if you just can't get to a massage therapist, and I know some of you just think you can't, then what I want you to do is start giving yourself, during that 10 minutes every day of me time, giving yourself a little massage. Massage your feet. Massage your calves. Massage your thighs. Massage your body, the trunk of your body. Massage your arms. Massage your hands. Reach up and massage your own neck and your own head. Give yourself 10 minutes of massage, of rubbing yourself. And while you do that, say to yourself, I love you. I love me. I love you. Because our body needs to feel like it is loved. And it is so important for you to give yourself that kind of love. You see, there are some things in your life that you can control, and we need to talk about those. You can control your reaction to other people. When they're doing horrible things, or they're trying to get you upset, or they're so upset that it just gets you upset, step away and breathe and breathe and say to yourself, this is not my issue. I will do the best I can to deal with it. Their reaction does not mean I have to react the same way. You can control your list of things to do. Don't put more on your list than you can possibly do in one day. If you have 3 to 5 things on your list, that's enough. Don't make yourself a big list of 35 or 40 things to do. You can do a list of things that need to get done and put 35 or 40 things on it, and then each day pick off 2 or 3 that you're going to take care of. Because, you see, you can control how your day is spent. You can control the 10 minutes that you're going to spend with yourself every day. You can control that 20 minutes that you're going to walk out there. You can, and you may not think you can, but you can control how you spend your day. You can control what your goals are. Your goals for what you get done, your goals for how much time you're willing to spend on projects, your goals for your self-esteem and your self-worth, your goals for how you treat other people, your goals for exercising, your goals for your eating habits. You can control those things. You can control whether or not you smoke or you drink alcohol or you drink caffeine. So these things are so important. It's important for you to look at what is best for you. And you know, I didn't learn to do this until I got sick. I don't want to see you get sick. I want you to take hold right now and take control of reducing that stress and making your life easier and happier. Don't let the stress keep interfering with your happiness. This is your only life, and you need to live it to the best of your ability and enjoy every minute of it. And the important thing for you to remember is that you are more than enough. You can do this. You can take care of yourself. You can relax. You must just be in charge of you. It's your choice. Make the right one.